Message number 955. My loyal disciples, including priests and the sacred servants of all Christian faiths, will remain close by my side. Friday, November 1, 2013 at 23:17. My dearly beloved daughter, the spirit of evil is spreading and it is affecting all those who viciously oppose these messages. This will lead to more wickedness, lies and elaborate schemes designed to stop this mission. You must ignore those with evil tongues and those who are eaten up with spiritual jealousy, who would do anything to try and destroy this my mission to bring salvation to all. I say to you all who follow me, these messages are too important for you to pay any attention to those who hate you in my name. For it is I, Jesus Christ, they are targeting. Remember that. However, their pride would have them believe that they are acting like this because they love me. They must know that I would never permit anyone to speak such lies or spread vile rumors about another soul in my name. I, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, only have the authority to reveal to you the truth in these times. The truth will upset many and the truth will be bitter to swallow, for it is of such magnitude that only those who are strong in their love for me will be able to accept it. The truth will, no matter how difficult it is for you to digest, set you free. It will open your eyes to evil when it masquerades as good, to wicked men who spread blasphemy when they say they speak my word, and to my enemies who want to destroy God's children. Many false prophets spread and every nation will rise to proclaim that the lies poured out from the mouth of the Antichrist are the truth. They will also say that the Antichrist is me. They will say everything about the Gospels which will seem to be accurate and will use extracts from the Holy Bible, including quotes from me, to justify their vile missions. But to those who know me, you will always find the lie and the heresy buried within their so-called prophetic words. They will contradict these messages and declare my word to be heresy. Now is the time to shut out all those voices which urge you to listen to them instead of me. You must continue to remind yourselves of the truth contained in the Holy Gospels. You must listen to me as I instruct you. Soon all those who have led my church in the past, all those who provide God's children with the true word of God within my church, and all those who will remain loyal to the truth will be shoved to one side. The Catholic Church will make a number of alarming statements as to why it has to change and amend every part of its structure. It will use the sins of those in my church and those who betrayed me as the justification to turn my church inside out. Many of my sacred servants will be weeded out and made scapegoats. Many will be sought out, and falsehoods as well as other claims will be made against their good name before they are dismissed. This is how many sacred servants will be turned away from my church in order to allow the enemies of God to take full control from within it. Every calumny committed by the enemies of God against my sacred servants will be publicly applauded and presented as a good thing, so that the good name of the church remains intact. Oh, how you will all be deceived, and how the truth will be covered up, hidden and then ignored. All these changes will come about quickly in the future, and the spread of these things will astonish many. Amidst it all, there will be confusion, fear, sadness, and great distress. My church will become so fragmented that all trust within its walls will be broken. This will create a great fear, and then in a manner which will not seem clear at first, the Catholic Church will become a leading force in the new one world religion. This new abomination will declare a great love for the world's poor and hungry. But it will not preach my word, nor will it remain true to my church. My church, however, will continue to live. My loyal disciples, including priests and the sacred servants of all Christian faiths, will remain close by my side. My remnant will stand the test of time, and it can never die, for I am the church. I can never be destroyed. Your Jesus.